That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap.
Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Hey, and good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. This, oh, the sun is up. It's a beautiful morning this Saturday, March 28th. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we thank you guys for joining us, and we say good morning, Remnant. We thank you for joining us, and good morning, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for joining us, because his word says, and we know it, and we believe it. Not sure which order that should come in. I think it should be we believe it and we know it. That his word is true, and wherever two or more are gathered, he is there also. And so we welcome you. And let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. And I'll start out, and if one of you men want to finish up, by all means do, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. The sun is shining, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the air you give us, the hot coffee, Lord, the blessings that you pour out upon us. Surely our cup runneth over with goodness and mercy and blessings. We thank you for it, Lord. We ask that you would be here with us this morning on this broadcast, that you'd give us the thoughts to think and the words to say. And that, Lord, as we read through your word and talk about current events and open the phone lines up later, that, Lord, it's a blessed time for you, a blessed time of fellowship. Lord, it's a blessed time for us. As Psalms tells us, Lord, help us to bless the Lord, O my soul. Help us to bless you, Lord, as we, Lord, as we look into your word to guide and direct us, to lead us, and, Lord, to save us. And we thank you for it, Lord. We ask for your blessings on the remnant out there, Lord, that join us this morning. We ask, Lord, that you would just, well, be pleased in all that we do, to your glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
I'm in.
And didn't know if you guys wanted to start with something. We all had kind of a, I think some of us had a late night, some of us had an early morning last night. Had a marriage last night, and I think it went quite well. I think that it was quite evident that there was love there at that marriage. I know our pastor taught on that. And when we read through the Bible, we see that Jesus' first miracle was turning the water into wine at a marriage. And but we did. I want to thank you men for coming out, making the trip, and we're thankful to God that we were able to do that, to have a blessed marriage, and we'll ask you, the remnant, to keep the newlyweds in your prayers and hope that they have a blessed, a long, blessed marriage.
Amen.
Amen. So, anyway, didn't know if you guys had anything you wanted to start on or lead off on this morning.
I saw an interesting one. It was this was an interesting news article, and you know, it just goes to show you how so many things can be used in different ways. But this is from up in Alaska, and the headlines read: "Police investigate complaints of a drone following Eagle River children." And it goes on to say that, you know, it was just talking about they're trying to investigate because all of a sudden there's this drone that's appearing that's following children while they're playing, hovering over their houses, over their driveways when they're walking down the street, following them. And, you know, it's they go into what it is and everything, but the interesting thing is, they don't know who owns it. And, you know, it's just, it was kind of interesting because, you know, the government pushes for these things to be used as a spy tool to spy on people, and then when there's somebody else out there with one, they got to take it and turn it around and they're following children. That's bad. But you know, what do they do to us all the time? You know, what do they do to our children? But the problem is they don't know who's doing it. So it's. You know, it's one of those things. It's the good or the evil, and these drone things have really gotten out of hand.
They're realistically priced too now.
Exactly, and that's what's made it so. Why they've had so many problems is because the prices come drastically down.
I know the cure to that, though, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask Jason what he thought would be the best cure.
12-gauge.
I would go with it. I think a 10-gauge would be extremely popular, but I don't have one of those, so I think double-aught buck out of a 12 would be just fine.
Okay.
Well, did you see even somebody was telling me the other day, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently Amazon was petitioning to be able to deliver packages with drones, and FAA won't let them do it unless they can physically see the plane while they're navigating it.
Yeah, John, I heard that that China is experimenting with that quite a bit, with that same thing, with making types of deliveries, maybe not Amazon, but types of deliveries.
Wow.
With drones, that's crazy. Well, guys, the phone's ringing this morning a little early. Why don't we go to it? And hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. I was listening to you talking about the drone and stuff, and about a year ago or so on the radio, someone was talking about an arc and spark generator. That's something you can build yourself, and no, I don't know how, but it sets off a multitude of frequencies, and any drones or any of that kind of thing that's around your property, depending on the size of your antenna, you can cause the people to lose control of their drone because of the interference of the arc and spark generator. So if any of your lawyers readers would want to look that up, it's probably on the internet. Just wanted to tell you about that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Cool, thanks.
Bye.
Jason, figure out how to build one of them things.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit before, and I know Jason. We, I mean, some of the agricultural, you know, local agricultural magazines we get, the drones have really expanded into the agricultural part. You know, ranchers and farmers, real heavy. It seems like in the Midwest. Are going to that because they can. They talk about how they can send drones up and take infrared pictures and, you know, go up and fly for 45 minutes and then they can take photography and pictures and stuff that tell, you know, well maybe they need more nitrogen in this part of the land, or they can see what type of yield they're going to have on a different part of land. And it's I know on that aspect of it we're seeing use down even in Colorado along those lines.
Yeah, one of our engineers at WTWW out there, he actually has a pretty nice drone with a camera built into it, and he did a video that of the transmitter site, and they find it extremely useful because they're working on 300-foot towers sometimes, so they can actually fly the drone up and around the tower and see if there's any damage, or, you know, like a burn spot in the coax, or wind damage or whatever. So they're extremely useful, you know, if used right. But absolutely, there's the groundwork is laid for devious things to happen with them things.
Yeah, my son Seth had mentioned last year on one of the big California fires that he was out on that some of the CAL FIRE people, they were using drones on the fires, you know, for reconnaissance.
Wow.
So Jason,
kind of makes sense.
Yeah, Jason. So you think 12 gauge double aught buck would take care of it, huh? Just depending on the on the height.
It.
Yeah.
I've inspected them thoroughly, and I think that'll do a real good job.
Well, good.
For like $1,000, you can get one that gives you just an unbelievable video feed, and got four motors, and that's just.
Jason, it seems like we were seeing those at like the broadcasters convention out in Vegas just a few short years ago. That they were, you know, showing them there that four engine, John, that you mentioned reminded me of that. That
yeah,
little helicopter
they've gotten
type
very
things
popular
with some type of geosynchronous camera, and I saw that little short video of the WTWW, and that was, I mean, it looked like you were just as smooth as holding the camera and just doing a pan, and this thing's flying through the air.
Well, and it's interesting because the way they work too is, I guess they've had a lot of them that they fire up and boom, they're gone, and it's interesting because they're GPS coordinated. So if you don't have a GPS signal and you fire it up, it'll go to its last GPS coordinates. So there's been a lot of people that have had problems with them because they've taken them out to go do a shoot somewhere. They fire it up, and they fire it up, turn it on before they have the GPS coordinates locked in. Mm-hmm. So as soon as it gets a signal and it fires up, it's headed that direction. And they've had people that... have driven 500 miles and fired it up, and all of a sudden it's seen heading back north.
Wow.
And it was interesting because I saw an ad in the Thrifty Nickel the other day, and this was somebody looking for a drone. It said, it was in the lost and found section. It said, lost drone, last seen headed north.
And, well, we'll keep an eye out for it out here.
I have a feeling that's what happened because They got a GPS coordinates that goes into the remote control and then one into the actual unit. And if they don't have everything turned on in sync just right, it's they fire it up and it's gone.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Looking at some of the agricultural catalogs, like I said, one talked about that. Oh well, you have to have two people to fly it. One and one has to be a licensed pilot. This was just in this one instance, and one was to fly it, and the other was like an observer, you know, to look around and make sure that there were no other aircraft in the area and things like that, and And you had to file your flight plan with the FAA. You're probably more familiar with that than I am, like 24 or 48 hours ahead of time and things like that. So I think that just as we've seen in the last old generation or so, an absolute explosion of like cell phones. My children will get a kick. You'll see some old movie or something with the big old handheld cell phone with a big antenna that, looked like a shoebox almost. And, I can remember using those.
I had one of those brick phones.
Yeah, when they first came out, and the big bag phones, we've seen in our lifetime, just in the last, say, 20 years, an explosion of that to where, you hold your iPhone and you've got as much computing capability in that as they did in the Apollo projects. So I think we're going to see that with the with this drone use. It's just in its infancy, and it's probably kind of like the internet. Maybe it's not all good,
Yeah. Hey, did you? Tim sent me something on this, but it was. Did you see where 7 southern states will soon be infiltrated by 1,200 military special ops personnel as part of a controversial domestic military training exercise called Operation Jade Helm, beginning in July and will last for 8 weeks. It says soldiers will operate in and around towns in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, Nevada, Utah, and Colorado, where some of them will drop from planes while carrying weapons loaded with blanks. In what military officials have dubbed realistic military training. And then it says, but with residents of entire states of Texas and Utah dubbed hostile for the purpose of the exercise. Jade Helm has some concern the drills are too realistic. Well, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, Jason, you and Tim were talking about that last week, I think.
Yeah, Boy, it sure is interesting what's going on with it because, they're going all the way up to they'll be up here in Colorado, and they're taking part of the exercise here in home state of Colorado, but they plan on doing roadblocks, exercises, armed exercises they've been working with, local law enforcement, a lot of different things have been happening with it, and it's just interesting, and anytime you see an exercise like that, you wonder how far they're going to take it. I was talking with a buddy of mine yesterday, and I was talking to him about it, and I said, where does it end with something like this? So, this is just an exercise, but we're going to be working with local law enforcement. Okay, so they go to the local law enforcement. Okay, who has guns in your county? Who has firearms? Who has more than 5? Who has food storage? If you end up on a list in an exercise, do you think you ever get off of a list? I mean, what's the difference between an exercise and the real deal if they're gathering data? An exercise is really about.
I don't know if you saw the second Red Dawn, but basically that's what happened in the second Red Dawn. I forget where it was, North Koreans or whatever. They were just dropping out of the sky and, all over through the neighborhoods and then just took over the whole thing. But I guess it's going to be Delta Force, Navy SEALs, the
Marines,
elite.
Green Berets. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my apologies. I didn't know that you covered that the other day.
It's an ongoing thing.
I think I think it's really noteworthy of talking. I mean, it's one of those things I think it's something to really keep your eyes on. This is just a test. This is just a test. Whatever. I mean, they have a way of turning their tests into the real deals real quick. So, something to be aware about. Certainly something we don't need to fear, but it's something to, I think it's something to definitely be aware about, encourage
you
to keep an eye on that.
Yep. Well, guys, the phone's ringing. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, I was wondering whether you guys had heard about this proposition out in California, the Sodomite Suppression Act. I don't know whether you guys have heard about that or not.
I saw a little bit about that. One of the new legislatures out there. Got to kind of wonder what kind of attention he's trying to grab. But it was, basically put out, to kill the sodomites? Is that the one?
Yeah, it's some guy named Matt McLaughlin and in Beach. And it didn't really... obviously, there's been a lot of suppression involved because the news, you know, the press coverage of it has been very pressed, but there was a little thing in the Huffington Post I did, you know, find on the Internet. And then I get Russia Today. They sometimes give us good news, so that's where I heard about it. But there's definitely an effort to suppress it. But, yeah, it's kill them. And, you know, I remember Pastor Peters had the death penalty for homosexuals, this sort of thing. So I think maybe this guy was a disciple of the pastor. You never know. But, yeah, I thought interesting to see how it develops. You know, there's it's on for the proposition. I guess if you pay your fee and get enough support, it gets on the ballot no matter what. And the attorney general now is trying to, according to Rush Today, she's trying to get it removed from the ballot because, you know, well, it'll involve allowing people to kill people and this sort of thing. So, but we always hear, well, things start in California, you know, a lot of bad things start in, well, maybe something good starting in California, you never know.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I, like the caller said, I saw a little bit about that, but I don't know. I think you have to look and see just what the motives are, if it's, but hey, out in California, it's kind of like a who knows.
Yeah, I guess the governor of Indiana just passed a controversial freedom of religion law.
It was an anti-discriminatory law where, you know, you're not supposed to be able to do the, you know, to come against the way they've come against, like, the Sweet Cakes by Melissa and places like that.
Right.
That is getting some controversy.
Oh, absolutely.
Big time. I saw a thing on that this morning that it's gone all the way. The White House is addressing that. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said yesterday, here's a quote from Fox News. He noted the negative reaction to the Indiana law from many businesses and organizations. He says, "The signing of this bill doesn't seem like it's a step in the direction of equality and justice and liberty for all Americans." And, you know, most Americans, I think, are a live and let live. You know, that seems to kind of be how we are as a people for the most part. But, you know, our enemies are not like that. Our enemies are creatures of instinct, created to be destroyed. They cannot stop, you know. You know, if you got a Labrador, you just about have to kill him to keep him from jumping into water if you've got a Labrador dog, because it's what they are genetically made up to do, and that's how our enemies are, and they just don't. It's like they just can't stop.
Right.
So anyway, Now, I got this news article just this morning here off of Fox. It was an update on that, and it said the Arkansas Senate approved a similar proposal Friday, despite opposition from home state retail giant Walmart. And then another measure stalled Thursday in the Georgia legislature after opponents cited the fallout over the Indiana law. And it's, to me, it seems like it's this, they would rather put, They're more concerned about their wallets and their pocketbook, and being politically correct. It seems like that they're a lot more concerned about that, certainly than doing what is really right.
Right.
That makes sense.
Definitely is interesting, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, it just grows and grows. And normally, when you know something is you would think would be a state matter, a state issue. But the White House press secretary is talking about it, you know, the next day. You can usually bet that that's not going to be just going to go away.
Yeah, there's been, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10 states that have proposed similar measures, but they haven't been able to get them passed. So Indiana actually passing it into law is a threat to their agenda.
It absolutely is. And you know, it too, you when you read this kind of stuff in the news, our pastor taught us, you read this kind of stuff in the news, you take statements that our enemies make, and if you just take the if you take the exact opposite, you're probably closer to the truth of how things really are. And so here's this White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, the quote I read: "The signing of this bill doesn't seem like it's a step in the direction of equality and justice and liberty for all Americans." Liar. It absolutely is. It is a step in the right direction to have more liberty, to where there's controls on the government, and where the government says, listen, you can't fine a Christian $1,000 a day fine because as a Christian florist, they don't want to do flowers for someone that's openly living in sin. It is justice. It is more equality. Because, well, anyway, I don't want to get off on that rant. But it is. It is. There is going to be no... you know, they throw these words out, justice and equality and liberty for all. And, yeah, you're not going to get that from the White House, that's for sure.
No, but you can see that the prayers over the years, the pistol prayer and the rifle prayer, the mighty weapon, the prayer for this month and last month of warning the judges, and they're having an effect on what's going on.
Yeah, I think their house of cards is falling down. I think
that's
what
absolutely.
It is.
Oh, absolutely. Did you see, I don't have all the details, but apparently the Abomination Administration released top secret classified documents regarding the Israelis, heavy emphasis on the lie, nuclear program, including, deep details. And apparently this was a document that was drafted in 1987, but yet they did not release any of the information from Germany or France or some of the other countries. So they're saying it's like one of the single most biggest breaches in top secret information in at least 20 years. Yeah. But what it does is it just gives the Iran more power, I guess, towards the destruction of Israel, which, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, that they just, how they just released it. I read the article on that, and it's, you know, I just don't think that they accidentally release stuff like that unless that there's an agenda behind it. And so you wonder, okay, what's the agenda behind it?
Well, I think, I mean, it detailed things like the labs that they have out there are identical to Los Alamos and where they're at.
Yeah.
I mean, so basically they give Iran or anyone a blueprint to destroy,
invade
their nuclear program. So, you know, it seems the war of Gog and Magog is being set up. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, that's what I think we've been leading up to it for a while, and I think that's the direction we're headed for sure.
Yeah, that's an exponential step in the direction of that.
Yeah, it makes no sense in the way I think, you know, why you would do something like that. But I guess it makes sense to the enemy. That's what they want to do. It's what they do.
Well, it shows the administration's true colors of Islam.
It does.
You know, the Muslim Brotherhood has infiltrated our government. They don't even deny it anymore, really.
Yeah, there's a time of choosing coming down, or I should say fast approaching, I guess. We're either going to choose to obey God, and the man's men are going to have to choose that. The military, those Navy SEALs and those Rangers and whoever are doing this Jade Helm training exercise that's coming up this summer. When it comes down to it, they're going to have to make a choice. They're going to have to make a choice if it comes down to where, and you see it all over the internet all the time. I get emails on it every week. You know, oh, martial law this and new FEMA camps this, and you know they just have to remember they're not the only ones with firearms.
Yeah,
and you know if they've sworn to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, they have to make a choice. And as far as who they really consider the domestic enemy to be, and if they decide that the domestic enemy is the right-wing Christian out there that just wants to live according to God's laws and statutes, for the most part, be left alone. Well, if they determine that he's the enemy, then so be it. If
you got to think that they're wanting people to get used to, you know, paratroopers coming down,
yeah,
so that if there actually is a,
right,
a real exercise, or even if this one is, who knows? But so that just like everything else.
Oh, and we've seen it time and time again. Back in the Boston. In the Boston bombing at the Boston Marathon a couple years ago, boy,
yeah,
a couple days later, or the next day, whenever it was, you saw the, and I don't know if they were federal troops, but boy, you saw the SWAT teams. They might as well have been, you know, with the full body armor, and they sure weren't.
Well,
acting,
they went house to house too.
That's what I mean. They sure weren't acting like old Sheriff Andy Taylor and Barney Fife when out looking for somebody. It was. It looked like Army Rangers and Navy SEALs going in, stuff that, again, we're used to seeing over in Afghanistan, the news footage from there, and Iraq and places like that. And you're right, John, there. A lot of it is to condition the people here to get used to seeing that kind of stuff. You saw it there. Of course, you'll see with Hurricane Katrina. I mean, in the past, you would see the National Guard out to help with evacuations, or to help with sandbagging. We had the Wyoming National Guard out here last April, 10 miles down the road at the base of the mountain, putting sandbags out. And so you're kind of used to seeing those things. But, when they're carrying weapons and they're going door to door, and like you said, Jason, when they have a list. They come in and talk to local law enforcement. Oh, who's giving you trouble? Who do you know that's got over five guns or weapons or whatever? Well, we can do a training right next door to that place, and see what they can get stirred up. Well, if that's the choice they make, that's their choice. And they get to live with the consequences as well.
Yeah, did you guys hear anything more about that plane that went down? With the pilot?
Oh, I did not.
Or the co-pilot locked up, the pilot? What's that?
I didn't hear anything except for that they figured out that it was a raghead that had with the co-pilot.
Oh, was he?
Locked himself in the cockpit with while the captain got up and used the restroom and wouldn't let him in, and I guess they tried and tried to get into the door and they couldn't, and just got in.
But he used an axe. He used an axe to try to get through the door.
Yeah. Jason, yeah.
They say those doors, it's virtually, you got to tear the plane apart before that door will come down.
Yeah. Yeah, they've really reinforced them since 9/11. Jason, have they confirmed that the co-pilot was Muslim?
They sure made it sound like it was, but I don't know if they, who knows if they'll, it'll take them probably 10 years to confirm if he was Muslim.
Yeah.
No, they won't want to, that's for sure.
Exactly. And that, to me, it's like when you have crime in the United States, if it's a white person that did it, God forbid it's somebody they can tie to Christianity. It is all over the news, and they are researching it. They're talking to the guy's third grade teacher. You can bet if they framed me for doing something, they'd be bringing dirt up and talking about where I was born and where I went and the people I was affiliated with, and what I had for breakfast last Thursday. They would be bringing up anything and everything, even if they had to make it up. But it's strangely quiet about this co-pilot, Libitz or whatever his name was. I don't know what his name. I don't have the article here. It's strangely quiet about that. So to me, it says, yeah, he probably was a raghead Muslim, Allah Akbar and all that. Just because that's the M.O., that's the way this ungodly left-wing media operates. When there's black-on-white crime, the biggest headlines, when there's black-on-white crime is, what Oprah's doing this week. Or Obama's going to Hawaii, and black on white crime is swept under the rug. You might get one little mention of it. There was an assault over here, and that's it. And so I think this stinks of the same stink, if that makes sense. Well, let's try the phone lines. Might have somebody with some insight on that. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes, good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning,
Jonathan. Good morning, Jason, and I'll say good morning to Kyle. This is Harry out of Michigan. I have a crazy report that I do extend to the
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say that I was in Branson, I received a Septuagint Bible, and I had read that on October, all the way through, except for two chapters, and that's what I'm using in the Bible reading plan until I get to the New Testament. I went to the hardware and I picked up a walking stick, and as part of my use of a sledgehammer handle, and with some saddle leather and a hole drilled in the end, and a lot of bootlace, it makes probably for a pretty fair walking stick for canker worms, locusts, weasels, and I carry it right in my truck. And I suggest that others might consider that. And this crime report is related to me. I went down to Indiana the third week in July for 3 days. It was an ideal archery tournament there in Corbidale. And a married couple, they were from Carbondale, Indiana. They camped next to me, a couple of Israelites in their 50s. Strong believers, and it was a 3-day fellowship, and I'm going to compress time, so we had a fine time, and I had my...
Hey, Harry, you may need to move the phone a little bit away from your mouth. It's coming in a little over-modulated.
Okay, so I had my shirt that I received down in Branson, the 7 Chronicles 7:14, so we hit it off right away, and we never get to them with the Dragon Slayer and a catalog, and I'm going to compress time, so we talked about other things, but a few months later, I called to talk to her about doing some work for me, her expertise, she had a degree in a 4-year degree in journalism, and three, they had a need for $384. And Judith, she prayed, obviously fervently, and retired that evening, had a dream that night, and saw a field of marrow mushrooms. The next morning when she got up, she told her husband, Ken, that she's going to go out and see if she could find somewhere else. So she took a couple big paper grocery sacks, went down the road a quarter mile or so, and started spying. Well, so she filled those two bags up, went back home, got some more bags, went and filled eight more bags. And at that time, there was a morel mushroom festival located near them. So she took the 10 bags, didn't eat any of them, took the 10 bags, went to the festival, sold them, and she received $384, just exactly what she prayed for, to do with her house bills. And
wow.
She related to me that she says, you know, people drive down the road at that, you know, mushroom time looking for morels along the ditches. And she said, there isn't any way that people could have been driving down that road and not seen them. So she said that she believed the Lord kept other people's eyes closed to them. And it was even bad, and I thought maybe the Lord just kept people off that road. But she not only had the faith, she acted on it. She could have just thrown her feet up and said, you know, Ken, I had this interesting dream. But she acted on that faith, and her prayers were answered. Amen. Lord, hear this. Answer prayers in different ways.
Amen.
He does. And when his people will listen to him, he speaks to them, you know. He spoke
absolutely
to Saul on that Damascus road, you know. And told him what he needed to do and who he'd been persecuting. You know, when he told Paul, hey, you need to go on up and see this man, I think it was Ananias, you know, Saul could have said, oh, I'm blind. I can't do this. I you know, he could have ignored God. And, you know, maybe we'd have had the Apostle Larry or something instead of the Apostle Paul. And because God would have just used somebody else. And so, you know, he'll put that out there. He'll call. He'll test. He'll present the opportunity. He will answer prayers. And you know, when we get that, well, that's a good thing. It's a stepping stone. Sometimes it's a beginning, you know, like it was for Saul and his blinding experience. Hey, thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
Yes, I hope that inspires the remnant.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yes.
All right. Well, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. Got a few minutes left here on this live coffee with the Wranglers. And if you want to call in. And so, Jason, that Jade Helm, that big exercise, that's supposed to start up this summer. Is that right?
Yes.
And I think I saw, I don't know if I have it in here, if I had the graphic on where, and isn't it like from Texas over to California, kind of all the southwestern states?
Yep.
Not listening now. Yeah, not that summertime would be when a bunch of the illegal aliens would continue to try to cross the border, because I think they do it year-round anymore.
Yeah.
But it seems like I saw the graphic on that.
Well, it's interesting too, because I got an email from Tom, and kind of interesting. Always enjoy hearing from Tom. But mm-hmm. It says, "Dear Jason, jade is a green stone, a pale green compared to other shades of green like a forest olive drab or hunter green, etc. The word helm is identified as a nautical, a wheel or tiller by which a ship is steered, the entire steering apparatus of a ship, the angle." With the fore and aft line made by a rudder when turned, 15-degree helm. And goes in to talk about the place of post of control. Since we are obviously not talking about nautical in terms of jade helm, we can only be talking in terms of this. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and powers were given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth, Revelation 6:8. And but he goes into and talks about the Greek word 55:15, which is interesting because it 55:15 and 14 both talk about that pale. They talk about it being a greenish pale. 54:33 is prousos, and it's the same thing as 10:31 and 10:32, and it talks about, you know, that means to snort. And really interesting article that he wrote, and just one of those things really makes you wonder.
Sounds like that might be a good newsletter article. I brought that out, I think, I don't know, several months ago, that green is also the Islam colors.
Yes.
So green control.
Yeah, it is.
Green control, pale, that pale color. And yeah, helm being a control of steerage, how you direct something and cause it to go the direction you want it to go.
Well, the good news is we ain't played cowboys and Muslims yet. We may be fixing to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because I just learned, you know, we live where we're at here in LaPorte, Colorado. LaPorte, Colorado is kind of a rural area, you know, compared to living in Fort Collins and some of the surrounding cities. We're in a smaller area. And just we're backed up pretty much outside, out here where the church is. You can go right up to the Rocky Mountains. Beautiful area. Nobody's ever been there. Just there's several roads you can head straight to the mountains. And it's, you know, very, very rural, laid-back area. I found out the other day that they got several different places out here in just outside of LaPorte, Colorado. Imagine that these Muslims are coming out and they're doing their sacrifices. These goats have gotten to be outrageously priced because that's what they're doing with these goats is they're selling them to these Muslims, and they have these properties out here where these Muslims can come out, they can buy a goat, they can do their prayer thing, bow to the east, bow to the west, whatever it is, and slaughter, have a sacrifice of a lamb. And it was funny because I was talking to one of the farmers over there, and I'm like, you know, and I was asking him about it because he says he's seen them out there do it, and he knows it's popular because one of the guys that has some land over there, he sells them a goat and then charges them like $400, $500 to come out and have a sacrifice ceremony out there. And I told him, you know, we talked about it, and I'm like, there's no way, you know, I'd ever let him come out and do that around me. He's like, and, you know, this gentleman that I was talking to agreed. He's like, that's, you know, it's pretty crazy. And, you know, you start hearing things like that, and it's just like, wow. I mean, stuff you never thought, I never imagined that, you know, that it would be taking place, first of all. But then you can almost believe it if it be in some far off land, or, you know, back east, back in New York, or back around DC or something like that. I mean, you could kind of see it happening. But coming to a rural town of, you know, LaPorte, Colorado, that is just kind of shocking, to tell you the truth. I guess it just shows you the times that we're in. And it was interesting because me and this farmer were talking, it's like, you know, we were wondering, it's like, I wonder how, I asked him, I said, well, how are pigs cheap right now? And he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, pig prices are up right now, too. He's like, I had the same idea. He's like, I figured we should get a bunch of them. I said, wouldn't it be interesting? It'd be funny just to have them have their ceremony and just turn a whole herd of pigs loose on them.
Let them run through them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well you see, part of that...
Go ahead,
part
John.
Of that Jade Helm thing is that the soldiers will attempt to operate undetected among civilian populations. and they're asking residents in turn to report suspicious activity in order to gauge the effectiveness of the operation of the soldiers.
Wow.
Well, guys, let's pause there for a second. Let's take this phone call. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Willis over in Illinois. How are you guys this morning?
Good morning, Willis.
Good morning, Willis. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, this is kind of off subject, but I just wanted to let you guys know, you know, in regards to the phone line where folks out here, the remnant, can listen to the Scriptures for America on that 832 number.
Yeah.
Cause, and I've been using that number for the last few years, last couple of years at least, and my phone company recently got bought out by AT&T. So I got a letter in the mail here just a couple of days ago telling me that I'm listening to that number way too much, and if I go over 750 minutes a month, which amounts to, on a 30-day month, what, about 25 minutes a day, that they're going to terminate my service.
Really?
And, yep, really? And I've got the unlimited anytime, anywhere calling. And so they're referring to it as conference calling, and it costs them way too much. So apparently I'm going to have to go out and search for another phone company, and I just thought I'd let people out there know that they might be receiving a similar letter. Do they really want to stop
interesting.
Us
wow.
from listening? And I don't know if that's just AT&T. Formerly had Altel, which got went out of business.
Scriptures for America.
Exactly. I wonder if that was the Joel Osteen Network, if you'd have that same problem.
Well, that's what I asked the lady. I called them up, and I said, if I was listening to dirty jokes all day long on the phone, would that get terminated, too?
So, yeah, no kidding.
So, it looks like they're trying to squelch folks from listening. I mean, there's lots. I used to take my radio to work, but, you know, a lot of times radio doesn't come in certain places, and that phone was sure handy because I would just turn it on SFA in the morning when I got there, and that's where it would be all day. They told me I had 2,300 minutes already in the first part of this billing cycle, which was about, well, maybe 15 days or something. And
that's awesome.
You know,
yeah.
They said that,
what's wrong with that? It's only 40 hours. 40 hours of listening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought, well, I figured I'd probably use more than that, you know, between all day long and then coming home, and if the radio wasn't coming in that well, listening to it on the phone as well. But so they're really trying to cut that down. You know, 25 minutes a day is not very much. That's not even one show a day.
So unlimited is not really unlimited, is it?
Apparently not. 750 minutes. You know, they said, well, I could use my phone anytime, anywhere, and call as much as I want to as long as I don't call that number.
Wow.
So, but
that's amazing.
So it looks like, well, maybe I'm going to have to be on a search for another phone company. And I'm thinking that there's a lot of them that are going to be doing the same thing because, you know, they said it just cost them way too much for that conference-type calling.
Wow.
So it's kind of unreal, you know, if you figure you got a lot of people listening to the same number. They're all paying for the phone. And
you can see what they're doing, trying to censor the Internet as well. And I think shortwave is going to become more and more important here in the future. We're doing everything we can to try to boost that signal, but there's things that the remnant can do as well, and a lot of them don't cost a lot of money. It's basically the better antenna you can get up, you know, the better reception you're going to get. Only problem with that is you have to remember to disconnect that every now and then in case you got lightning coming through. But I mean, for $100 you can throw a wire up through the trees and get reception like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to do a little research. Years ago, I used to use a long wire, and there's a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long wire, yeah.
You know, there's a mathematical formula for getting the best reception on certain frequencies.
Yeah, I could put you in touch with the engineer at WTWW, and I'm sure he would help you with that if you want.
Sure. Yeah, I think it goes with the length of the wire.
Yeah.
for certain frequencies. I used to have a book on that, and I'm going to have to look that up and see if I can't find that again. But, yeah, most definitely. So I just thought I'd let you guys know that the enemy's out there in full force trying to squelch the word.
Yep. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a blessed weekend.
All right. You too.
You too. Thank you.
Yep.
Guys, I think we got time for one more caller. Hey, good morning, caller. Got a couple of minutes here.
Good morning. I just wanted to make a comment about your Muslims that are running all over the country. In my personal opinion, I wouldn't be surprised if God wouldn't put us under the yoke of Muslim, just because there's really no moral values in this country anymore. And being under Islam, we would find out that if we go stealing, we're going to get our hand cut off. If we go molesting kids, we're going to get our heads cut off. And there isn't going to be no judges, no lawyers, no money-making, no newspapers telling the story. It's just going to be hardcore. When you screw up, you're going to pay right now. And I just wanted to make that comment.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks. You know, if you look at it, they're actually, although they worship the false god, they're more obedient to their god than we are. And maybe that is, like you say, what God's going to do is show us that, look, you know, this is what happens when you're obedient to your god.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, guys, a couple minutes left. Sure want to invite your remnant to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that by going to your website, to our website on your computer, scripturesforamerica.org, at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast, and join us for the... we'll start off with a scripture review of the news, and you'll see John. He'll be there to do a welcome. And talk to you a few minutes. We'll have Shannon and I there with some good music, and we'll have a communion service and a Holy Spirit-inspired message. And it'll give you the opportunity to fellowship with the saints and to sing praises to our God and to partake of communion and to learn from His Word. So we do encourage you to join us. If you can't be there in person, we do have some people visiting from out of state, and they said they're going to join us there, so we're looking forward to seeing them again. And but you don't have to come all the way to La Porte, Colorado. But we would love to have you join us. And that's Scriptures for America. You can click on the live video stream, 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central again, and noon on the East Coast. Well, guys, thanks for joining us, and we'll go out with one of the pastor's favorite songs. We try to always go out with that here on Saturday morning. And, guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow. Thanks again.
Rolling, 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 this country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride. Snake hide! Moving, moving, moving. though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.